Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, baby. Oh, man, that was tough. That was – Josh Allen got credited for not one but two touchdowns on that play. Passing touchdown and receiving touchdown as Buffalo rolls over the 49ers, 35-10. The Niners now dropped to 5-7. They've lost three games in a row in the playoffs. Feels like it's out of sight, out of mind. It's not happening. The chances are decreasing. They basically have to win out and – nobody believes in that right now. When you think about the guys who are out of the lineup, Nick Bosa, Trent Williams, Aaron Banks didn't play. McCaffrey's not going to play the rest of the season because that went outside. But we're going to start right here because there's four people I want to talk about today, maybe five. And Debo's one of them I want to talk about later today. Kyle Juszczyk. Kyle Shanahan, obviously. The safety position, Tig Brown, I'm just not impressed. I'm really not impressed whatsoever. But there's also Brock Purdy. And when we talk about Brock Purdy, we all believe he's a good quarterback, Shasky. And say good morning to everybody out there. But the difference in the $60 million a year quarterback is what we saw yesterday. And if you want to look at a box score and say, this guy only threw for this, just watch the game. Josh Allen is a $60 million a year quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is a $60 million a year quarterback. Joe Burrow, his team's struggling. That guy is worth every single cent. Hell, I even say Jalen Hurts is now starting to live up to the contract. He's playing some really good football with the addition of Saquon Barkley. What we saw yesterday with Brock Purdy, and you can blame the snow, you can blame the injuries, you can blame the lack of weapons. But as Tom Brady said back when the Niners were playing Kansas City, Shasky, doesn't matter who's out there. It's your job to elevate your team and your offense and your playmakers. And more times than not this season, and I like Brock Purdy. I don't want to make this a hit piece on Brock Purdy. But more times than not this season against the big boys, Brock Purdy has not elevated his weapons around him. And I have questions on what to pay him this offseason. Do you pay him 60? I sure in the hell don't feel good with that. 50? I don't feel good with that. 40? I don't know about that either. The difference in elite quarterbacks. Brock Purdy could be a top seven guy if you want him, but the gap between Brock Purdy and Josh Allen is wider than the Grand Canyon, Chasky. It's wider than that, babe.
He looked closer to Derek Carr than he did Josh Allen, right? I mean, let's just call it what it is. I mean, it's just the Brock, I don't know, the shoulder. Like, we can make a million excuses. Kittle's out there. Jordan Mason was still out there running hard. First-round pick Ricky Pearsall still out there. Juwan Jennings is out there. Debo's still out there. Like, you got to make plays, man. And all of these wet games and these snowy games, like, he fumbles the ball consistently. Like, it's just, look, we'll get into it deeper, and I got bigger thoughts just on, like, the team this morning as well as Brock Purdy, but I went on a deep dive, all right? He has faced some of the top dogs the last couple years, okay? And I'm not cherry-picking. These are just the facts. He's faced Joe Burrow. He's faced Kirk Cousins. I don't think he's a big dog, but people link him to us. Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love. I throw the other one away because he didn't play against Jordan Love this last week. Mahomes twice. Darnold, who was his backup. Stafford, Kyler, and Josh Allen. That's 9 different quarterbacks, 10 games. Brock Purdy has 9 touchdowns and 18 turnovers against the big dogs. You know what the big dogs?
How many turnovers?
He has 18 turnovers. 9 touchdowns, 18 turnovers.
That's 9 games?
10 games.
10 games.
Against 9 quarterbacks because he played Mahomes twice.
Wow.
Those other guys have 19 touchdowns and 8 turnovers. That's the difference right there. Like, some of these guys can put them the team on their back, and you saw it with Stafford when he's missing Cooper Kupp, when he's missing Puka Nacua, and he doesn't really have that great of a game.
No.
And I thought Brock dueled him in that game.
I'll duel him, yeah.
But in the final stages of the game, Stafford delivers, and we come up short. And this brings me to my bigger point. 3 different times in my life, and this is the third one, I felt defeated. And when I mean defeated, I mean like, damn, this run is over.
Oh, yeah.
03, when we got rid of Garrison Hurst, Jeff Garcia, and traded away T.O., every Niner fan like me, we felt defeated. Before the 04 season even started, it was a wrap.
Yep.
That era of Niner football was over. It felt like a complete reset. End of the Harbaugh era. Obviously, the Seahawk game, in retrospect, was the end. But the thud was really the Raider game.
Yeah.
I mean, we all remember when it was.
Could have been Turkey on a 50, but the Raider
game. It was
game,
all of those things. Yep, it was all of those things. We were done.
Yep.
We were done. And similar to Kaepernick, I believe that what I saw from Brock Purdy was real. I thought he was awesome. I thought he played great. He did play great. I know he did. In my heart of hearts, he played out of his mind. And I will go to my deathbed saying the same thing about Kaepernick. He did play great. Until he didn't. And then everything around him deteriorated. His play deteriorated. His body deteriorated. His confidence deteriorated. And that window and that era and that team was done. And I feel the same way about this team. Now, does that mean that next year they can't battle back and be a playoff? Of course. But it just feels like for a lot of guys on this team, and I'm not done with the coach. I actually think the coach did a good job yesterday.
I thought it was a good game
plan. Yeah, the guys fought hard. They don't have enough hogs. They're running out of bodies.
So they're running out of bodies. You think about the James Cook touchdown run.
Oh,
how about the...
Can someone make a tackle?
No. How about the angle by Jair Brown? Tig Brown has regressed at the safety position.
I know.
There's no doubt about that. He's regressed at the safety position. The angle was all-time bad. Now, I get it. Fred Warner wasn't on the field. But Fred Warner's been playing with a fractured ankle. What do you want from him? He left the game yesterday for a little bit. But James Cook breaks his long touchdown run. And you're thinking to yourself, somebody's going to step up and make a play? Who's going to make a play? Nobody makes a play. Tig Brown takes the worst angle in the world. The worst angle in the world in the 65-yard James Cook touchdown. So when you talk about running out of bodies, but when you say the end, and I got the same feeling because during the game, I was building a Gabby dollhouse for my baby girl, baby Chess. We're building a Gabby dollhouse with the game on it. Just me and her.
It was a great birthday
me and
party.
Her. Me and her just chilling. She had the time of her life. So we're building, and I'm watching, and I'm locked in, and it took me all day long to build this dollhouse. And I had the same thought as you. Boy, this is how it's going to end with Deebo Samuel. He fumbles yesterday. And you think about the episode with the incident with Tabor Pepper and what's transpired since then. Deebo has been on a milk carton, and this is how it's ending.
It sucks, because I love Deebo so much.
Kyle Juszczyk has got at it with the media. He's been a really good Niner.
I agree.
But he fumbles inside the 5 yesterday.
I know.
Fumbles inside the red zone when it was still a game.
When Mason and Guerrero are looking good.
Looking good.
But we haven't even got to CMC.
We'll get to CMC. Juszczyk fumbles. And I'm thinking, boy, this is how his Niners tenure is going to end. Because he had to take a pay cut this past season to rejoin the squad. It's eroding around Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan. And Deebo Samuel, the lack of separation. Like, everybody's going to look at this year and just rip Deebo. He's been a really good Niner. He's produced memorable moments, iconic moments, big-time playoff games, big-time playoff runs, catches, you name it. But it's ending with a thud, just like Kyle Juszczyk. So there are shades of 2014. There are shades of old 04. Hell, there are shades of Jimmy Garoppolo in 2020, but he came back after the COVID year and actually played okay. Deebo, Juszczyk going down like that. Tig Brown taking bad angles. Leonard Floyd going MIA. Devondre Campbell, where's he at? Who knows? D-line getting pushed back. And then Christian McCaffrey's out there. That's why I want to give Fred Warner and Christian McCaffrey all the props in the world. I'm not going to question toughness of players, of the Nick Bosa's or the Trent Williams and all these guys who have been out. But Fred Warner and Christian McCaffrey have every excuse and every reason to not play, Shasky. Fred Warner's out there playing on a fractured ankle in snow trying to keep up with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
He's a shade of himself.
He's a shade of himself, and he's giving you everything he's got because he loves the game, and he loves the emblem on the helmet, and he's doing whatever he's got to do for his family and his fan base. Christian McCaffrey had bilateral Achilles tendonitis. How do we think this was going to end with Christian McCaffrey in 2024? And they say it's a knee injury. I had the calf move like a bullet was going through his calf or something. I've never seen anything like it. Even Kevin Durant, he's going to be out for the year. Those two guys are all-time gladiators, and it gave everything they had for this organization. When I look at other players on this team this year and holdouts and this and that, and I question, boy, Fred Warner and Chris McCaffrey are the leaders in this team, and there's nobody even close to them.
Well, I mean, look, later on this week, you and I—
George Kittle, too.
Of course, George Kittle, but later on this week, you and I, because I already know what I want to do. I'm looking at this roster, and I'm not saying the season, you just wrap it up, because there's a lot of decisions to make on this roster, but I already know, like, off season, I want to do this, that. We'll get to that. CMC was absolutely cooking yesterday. He looked phenomenal. You know what it looked like? It looked like to me, he's like, screw it. I'm going to run as hard as I possibly can.
He did.
He looked amazing. It reminded me of KD in the finals, where all of a sudden, KD is like, he's doing the river dance.
Yeah.
And he's cooking. And they said he hurt himself on the fall of the knee. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But like you, when they showed that reverse angle of him running and he went straight down, my heart sank. I called you. What did I say? I was almost going to cry.
Yeah, it was bad.
I was like, and my TV was ahead of yours.
You're right.
And I'm saying to myself, this poor guy, he might not ever be the same. We might not ever be able to see 2023 CMC ever again.
No, probably not.
And I thought about Clay. I thought about KD. I thought about Navarro Bowman. I thought about all the great players that I know whose basically career arcs have been altered.
But you know what?
KD's horrible injuries.
But KD's the one exception.
No, I would
KD's
agree.
The one exception. KD looks like Kevin Durant.
But Bonte, he's got the best years.
No. You got the best years, but the Brooklyn year he had, he's still a very, very good player.
All right,
very, very good player. But to your point, Bowman.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
I mean, Clay Thompson.
When he went down the way he did, non-contact like that.
He just went right down.
And look,
and he was having one of those, he was having a turn back the clock game. And you never see the swagger with CMC either. When he broke that first run for a first down and he does the first round, I said, CMC's ready to play.
He almost in the snow. That he got tripped on the ankles.
Yeah, he got tripped on the ankles, but he gave you everything he had. And now he's probably going to be out. Who knows how long it's going to be out.
If you're a Niner fan, you're looking at this, you're like, Brandon Ayuk hasn't even had the surgery yet. His leg is so destroyed.
Has he had the surgery yet? Did he finally have it? Yeah, I hope he had it.
Because he was so swollen. Like, he has multiple injuries. Brandon Ayuk might not play. Let's just say minimum midseason. Yeah. Minimum. CMC? Who knows how long he's out? If you buy it at face value and it's just a knee, that's not good. PCL injuries could last 6 months.
Right.
If it's what I believe it to be, which is knee and some sort of calf injury. Well, now we're in some deep water.
Well, you know, these next 5 weeks, 888-957-9570.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
I want to get everybody's thoughts here. 888-957-9570. Niners get rolled by Buffalo. Their season is basically on life support. We don't believe they can win. Seattle won yesterday in New York City. They're up two games on the 49ers. Really, probably the season ended at Levi's Stadium when they lost to Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks. That was probably the season, even though they were mathematically still in it. And they're still mathematically, but who the hell in their right mind thinks they're going to beat Miami and South Beach?
Bonte.
They might not beat Chicago next Sunday.
Bonte, I listen to Matt Maiocco, who has been covering this team for 30 years. Matt Maiocco is one of the most optimistic Niner fans out there. Would you guys agree?
Niner beat writers.
Niner beat writers out there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, dude, I've never seen the Niners lose back-to-back games this bad. This is it. Jim Tom Sula was the last time they lost back-to-back games, 25-point blowouts. And even then, he said, those were late. They scored late to put up. They were down 25 for almost the entire second half.
I'll say the Green Bay game, it felt like they were in that game.
Fair.
So, but whatever. But here's the biggest takeaway. Here's the biggest takeaway in these two games.
They're done.
Turnovers. 6 turnovers to 0 the last 2 weeks. 3 turnovers in each game. And you got fumbles from Deebo Samuel, Kyle Juszczyk, and Brock Purdy. And that, to me, as I'm looking for dudes, this is what the next 5 weeks are. I wasn't saying taking, if you remember, after the Seattle game, I was saying, look, it's about seeing who I could bring into 2025. Isaac Grindo looks like a guy I could bring in at 2025. Get him his space. The guy got speed. Let him play.
Jordan Mason, I thought, ran hard as hell.
Oh, well, Jordan Mason was once the leading rusher this season. Oh, go figure. He runs hard. That's why when I see him think about all the run block, he went, Jordan Mason has ran great every single game.
Yeah.
And he showed you burst, okay? Juwan Jennings.
Is a player.
Lynn Eschmont Award winner, in my opinion, has been balling.
How about the diving catch?
Won't go down. The diving catch.
I mean,
not getting tackled by multiple people. Dragging dudes in the snow. George Kittle, another guy I can roll with. Give him the extension now. I want him to be a 49er for the rest of his career. Fred Warner, I know. Okay, get the ankle right.
Yeah.
They're coming back, number 54. We'll see what happens with Drake Greenlaw because he's a free agent. We'll see if they re-sign him. But I'm looking for dudes I could take in the next season. Obviously, Debo and Kyle Juszczyk, the jig is probably up on them. And I'm not trying to be mean.
No,
I love Debo Samuel.
No, I love Debo,
but
too.
But the jig is probably
it
up
sucks.
On them.
It sucks that it's going out like this. Like this. This, you know what this reminds me a lot of like the end of Hunter Pence's first tenure with the Giants, where he kind of went out weak and meager, you know, and it felt more like a gimmick than it did actual play, and it sucks. I watched the punter try to slide kick a guy on a return, and I was like, what?
What is going
Driscoll,
on here?
What are we doing? And then poor Jake Moody. Look, I have been, you know, you know me. I'm the first to say Jake Moody hasn't been good. I'm not trying to like run him out of town. What is Kyle Shanahan doing kicking a 55-yard field goal multiple times in those conditions with a guy whose psyche is as fragile as my son's hands right now? What are we talking about, my one-year-old son? What are we why are you trotting that guy out there? All they did on offense was throw screen pass after screen pass after screen pass. If Brock can't throw it past 10 yards, why is he out there?
So
like,
yeah,
I'm serious, dude.
And that's
why is he out there?
And that's where I have problems with people say, "Well, it was snowing; it's the elements."
No,
the good quarterbacks. I watched Joe Burrow in a playoff game, in a divisional round game, in the snow, take the Cincinnati Bengals to Buffalo and carve up the Buffalo Bills a couple years ago.
We just watched Tua on Thanksgiving night. What did every fan say who's not a Dolphin fan? There's not a chance in hell
Tua
and the Dolphins win in under 40-degree weather. It's the same thing with Brock Purdy. If a little drizzle comes down, Brock Purdy is going to lose the ball in the pocket. And I love Brock, but Brock has been so underwhelming the last month and a half. Like, the facts are the facts. Against the top dogs in the league, he looks so subpar. And you know what the top dogs look like? Top dogs.
And
it pains me to say that.
So I saw a text here, Comcast Business Text Line, a little earlier today. It was saying, stop comparing Josh Allen to Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's a top 10 to 13 quarterback, but we've argued on this show. We've had debates with fans. If I put Brock Purdy at number 8, people rip me, right? Oh, my God, how are you being too harsh on Brock Purdy? The gap between Brock Purdy and Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes,
Stafford,
Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford. Hell, I would say Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. He's having a nice little bounce back. He doesn't have Devontae Smith. He hasn't had Dallas Goedert. A.J. Brown's been out a couple games. Philadelphia's won 8 in a row. We don't make excuses out here. You tell me, Niner fans, at 888-957-9570 after watching that game last night and seeing him with the elbow wrap before the game. Because it's not just a shoulder. There's a heating pad, the heating pad that you should wear on that elbow.
I want to get into
on that elbow.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, wait, what's going on here? Is it the elbow or the shoulder? And you want to talk about zip in those elements where you need zip. You need a hose. You need to freaking be able to fire that baby down the field. Not one down the field throw. Not, again, just screens and little crossers 5 yards away from the line of scrimmage.
Throwing behind guys, reluctant, pump faking. Dog, get rid of the ball.
I'm not paying that guy $60 million a year. I don't even know if I'm paying him $40 a year. And that's the decision you got to make, or it could be organizational suicide, and it could cost people jobs. We're going to get into it all. I see you on the lines. Line them up. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners get rolled in Buffalo. Oh, it was ugly. We're going to talk about it. But by the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by Go to State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by the California.